Welcome to Shomar Shavu on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Tes. The Gemara Amud Beis Amud page brings a machlokes Abaye and Rava how to explain why sometimes we're choishish for a chuldah, we're choishish for a weasel, a rat who's going to come and take the chametz, and sometimes we don't. So Abaye says that it's the difference between the 13th of Nisan and the 14th of Nisan. 13th of Nisan, there's a lot of food around, so therefore the weasel won't grab the chametz and take it away. But in the 14th of Nisan, there's not a lot of chametz around. So then we're a choshish, the chuldah will take chametz and put it away. So Rava attacks Abaye and says, v'chichuldo nevi'ohi, is a chuldah a novi, she's a prophet, te'yodon da'ina arbosa, she knows today's the 14th, v'loyofiad la'orto, and you're not going to be baking anything else until the night. So she's not a prophet, says Rava. How can the chulda know that you're not going to have more food? So the Yavetz over here in the end of the Gemara asks, so I don't understand. What do you mean nevi'ah? It's nothing to do with nevu'ah. It has to do with the fact that the chulda is realizing that there's less food around. And the fact that there's less food around gives it the intuition that she has to start putting food aside because there's not that much food to take away. Why is the Lashon here of nevu'ah? So before we come here to an answer, really this concept of the chulda nevi'ah and this idea that Abaye was saying that the weasel is able to figure out what's going to happen was one of the places in Shas where the apikarsim, the maskilim, were trying to make fun of the Gemara. And a maskil wrote an article saying, you see over here that Abaye thought that weasels can figure out what's going to happen. And really, you know, that's not true. Rova attacked him. He had nothing to say back. So just to point this out, it's brought down the Sefer Tal Oyrus, which brings in the whole debate. That really, this is just technically today is not true, meaning the zoologists do have a debate among them. How much intuition do the weasels have to know how much food to put aside? So even a push of shower, without getting to the oimik of the machshava, Abaye and Rava are arguing here in a legitimate argument of how much rats know and have the intuition to figure out what's happening. But to going back to the question of the Yavetz, that l'chura, what's the idea called nevuah? You have the intuition, it's figuring out what's going on. So I saw that the Maritz Chayes and the Sefer Imri Vino brings that many times Chazal use a Lashon Tzachos, just bring a language which comes from a Pasuk. And they want to use that, not to say exactly what the Pasuk is, but you want to use the Lashon that's brought down in Pasuk to emphasize the question. He brings an example of in the Gemara L'Kamon Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, the story of Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yosi. The Shimon Gamliel tried to tell Rabbi Yosi to follow Rabbi Yehuda, and they were in the place of Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi used the Lashon, Hagam Lichvosh Esamalko Imi Babayis. He brought a pasuk from Esther to say, to emphasize the what shot that you're following Rabbi Yehuda in my place. It says in my Yitzchai, the same thing over here. The reason why we're saying Chuldo Nevi'ah is because there was one of the seven Nevi'ah, it's one of the seven woman prophets that Am Yisrael had, is Chuldo Nevi'ah. So that's why the Gemara says, Chuldo Nevi'ah, really it's not Nevu'ah, referring to the level of intuition that the Chuldo has. Abaye says, the Chuldo is able to figure out how much food she needs, and Rava says, no. The reason why we're saying Nevu over here is this to use a Lashon which is fitting to this name called Chuldo HaNevi'ah.